bigger than ever before. The Buckeye Cruise for Cancer in the Fans Euchre Tournament. Mark your calendars for May 5th at the Ballroom at Hollywood Casino Columbus for a tournament with high stakes for a low buy-in. Sign up your team of two for just $50 at 971thefan.com. Every team's guaranteed four games with the top 16 teams advancing to the money round. It all benefits the Ohio State Comprehensive Cancer Center, James Cancer Hospital, and Solov Research Institute. Limited space available. Sign up your team today at 971thefan.com.
This is Men's Health Matters, hosted by the Fans Timmy Hall on 1460 ESPN. Your health matters. Visit edcure.org today to find a physician in your area.
All right, welcome into the program. Brand new Saturday morning. Same great doctor that we had last week. Dr. Rick Taylor, urologist for the Central Ohio Urology Group. So good to have you here again, Doc. How was the week for you? I hope everything was good.
Oh, it was great. Yeah, thank you very much. You know, it's been getting into the summertime and all that. It's fantastic.
So how do summers go for you? You get some family vacations in. I know you, doctors, you got to put in the hours.
We do. But we get a little time away, and we always make sure that we take some time. We've got a couple of little girls at home, and so we prioritize some time with them whenever we can.
So a couple of daughters.
Yes.
That's the family life for you. How's that going for you?
It's going great. They're wonderful. Yeah. It's fantastic.
I've got one son myself.
Okay.
Always thought that I would be just freaking out to have a daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever have similar thoughts?
You know, I really didn't. I mean, I think, you know, like a lot of guys, I imagined the, you know, maybe having a son and that kind of thing. I wouldn't trade my daughters for anything in the world.
No,
they're just wonderful.
I'm not.
Wonderful.
I would never put it that way.
No.
I would be blessed and honored to have a daughter if we were going to have a second child. But it's just one of those, I am a man, so I feel.
Absolutely.
Well, we'd have to analyze that a little bit.
I am a male.
I don't know if I could qualify as a man. So there's a big difference right there. Everyone else out there, I'm sure you're good. It's Men's Health Matters. It's like Seinfeld. We're not men. No way. Not us. But I feel like I have a chance to tell him how life is going to be through a window, a certain window.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a blessing, man. It's a blessing.
Do you guys travel around? Do you go to the beach? Do you go check out cities? Where do you guys normally flock to?
Yeah, so we do like to travel. We travel all over. We have some family in Charleston, South Carolina, so we're there in Isle of Palms pretty regularly. We have some family upstate in South Carolina as well, in Greenville area. We have some friends in Denver. My sister lives in L.A. My wife's sister lives in London, England. We're all over the place.
Wow.
Yeah.
From Charleston, South Carolina to London to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
That's, you know, and Charleston probably is a lot higher on that list than it gets credit for.
Oh,
what a fantastic city.
It is wonderful. I mean, just the food obviously the beaches, but the history in that town it's a gorgeous place.
Yeah. You know what? Me and my family, we like to get out and travel when we can. We're trying to, you know, check the boxes on some of the big cities. Do you guys travel as a family most of the time?
We do most of the time. Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder how to explain to my kid that we're not taking him with us on a trip.
Sure.
He's actually been he's 7 years old, and we've been, you know, basically taking him with us everywhere we've gone outside of just a couple. Like, we've got a 10th anniversary coming up, so we're kind of wondering, the fact that I'm even wondering about that seems weird to me.
No,
like, why
I
would you
exactly
want to take
your
kid on a 10th anniversary trip?
Yeah.
But he's so good and so fun when we travel that I kind of am thinking about it. And I'm sure he would enjoy just the thought of that, because we're going to wind up doing what we do.
Yeah.
Who the heck knows?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's where it's nice to have grandparents, if that's available, you know, to maybe spend a little time with the kids or with your son, or give you a chance to get away a little bit.
Well, Doc actually just had some in-laws move to town.
Oh, lucky you. That's great.
Amazing, right?
Yes. Yes. My in-laws are also in town. They moved from Cincinnati to Westerville, so it's wonderful.
And did they move just to be close to their granddaughters?
They did.
Isn't that incredible?
Yes, it is.
Both retired, I assume?
Yep, absolutely. And quite honestly, we're just so lucky to have them, you know, with my wife's work and mine, of course. We're rather busy, as I'm sure you are, and so it's just a blessing having them in town.
All the grandparents out there that do that, give yourselves a pat on the back.
Absolutely.
Because it really is a special thing. Because I found when my wife and I were talking about this, and we were I wouldn't say pressuring, but we were always kind of like, hey, you know, when do you want to move out here? You know, you got Jack here, you got your grandson, wants to hang out a little bit more. But it's really, it's a big thing to, I mean, they've been living in the same house in the Kansas City area for almost 30 years.
Yeah.
And so to just sell the house, like, I could totally understand you living your own life. Doesn't mean you don't love your grandkids. You'll take the visits and all that.
Of course.
But just staying in the house that you maintained and fell in love with and just living your life till the end.
Yep.
I totally get that.
It's amazing, man. I meet people in my office every day who have moved to Central Ohio just for that reason, from any place you can imagine in the country. It's such a commitment, and it's really such a blessing for all the families.
Yeah, just to move.
Yep.
Kind of done with that chapter of life. Just want to be closer to the kids, to the grandkids. It's really a pretty cool thing. Yeah, and I'm getting to experience that now. And we got to cut off one of our daycares because of it, because they're like, hey, we're the 2 days a week we needed the help. That's why we're here.
It's wonderful.
More than happy to watch them for a few hours, and it's really cool. We're talking with Dr. Rick Taylor. He is a urologist for the Central Ohio Urology Group. So we're very, very honored to have him here for another 2 weeks. We talked a lot last week about Peyronie's disease, you know, and just going back to everything that we've been talking about throughout this whole campaign. What does this Men's Health Matters campaign mean to you, a practicing urologist in Central Ohio here?
Oh, sure. Well, I just think it's so important just to make guys aware of what's out there, what's available as far as their care is concerned. It's so difficult for us as guys to get in to see the doctor. We're not, most of us guys that are a little bit younger, before we're starting to have some symptoms of different things, we oftentimes don't get into the doctor as often as we should. And I think the real value of men's health awareness is just to shed light on that and the importance of guys getting in to see their doctor.
Yeah. Why do you think there is like a stigma there with men going to see the doctor?
You know, it's such a funny thing. I see it every day in my office, and oftentimes it comes down to sort of fear of the unknown, I think. Guys don't know what to expect when they come to the office. Candidly, oftentimes in my office, at the end of our visit, guys will thank me, and they'll say, "You made that really easy for me." And that tells me every time how difficult it was for that man to make the appointment,
take the step,
keep the appointment, to show up on the day and time. But it's such a valuable thing, and we can really help.
So how many times do you find yourself getting first time patients? Do you like keep track? Obviously you would keep track of that because all the paperwork and everything, but
sure.
Like, does it seem like a lot to you where guys come in, "Oh, first time I'm seeing new patient here"?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. I mean, in my practice, we probably see 150 or 200 new patients every day, and I see, you know, somewhere between 6 and 10 new patients every day when we're in the office. It's just it's a very common thing. I mean, as you know, the population here in Central Ohio is just exploding.
Yeah, one of the fastest growing cities in the United States.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot of folks out there that unfortunately need our help, but that's what we're here for.
Well, you can also take those numbers, and if you're listening, you can look at that as a good thing, and that you're able to see lots of patients within a day. So it tells you that you're not going to be sitting around in the doctor's office for you know hours upon end dealing with these issues. You can have the conversation.
That's right.
You can get looked at. You can give some information, maybe even some treatment, and send them on their merry way.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So Some of the issues that we talked about in past episodes, I wonder how many of these like really speak to you. We discussed prostate cancer, heart disease, erectile dysfunction, obviously BPH, and then Peyronie's disease.
Yeah.
How have you had experience with all of those as a urologist?
Absolutely, and quite frankly, almost on a daily basis. In my office this morning, I think I saw men with all of those different things, and that's something that we just care for very regularly. So absolutely, yeah, it's all near and dear to my heart.
So when you get a new patient, you know, doesn't matter like which one of the issues that we're going to be going into. We're going to talk a little bit more about testosterone this week and on this episode. So there's a lot of different angles to approach there. But what do you, like, does it first start with trying to be sort of a calm there for the patient, to let them know that these are things that you might be embarrassed about at first, but we're going to get it fixed. This isn't going to have a great impact on your life, because these are all things that we can take care of no matter what it is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, again, I think it's there's oftentimes a significant fear of the unknown and an uncertainty about whether we're going to be able to help. And I think once guys realize very early on that that whatever they're suffering from is unfortunately common, but also something that we can help with and oftentimes fix. That's the key thing.
Sorry there. Yeah, we're talking with Dr. Rick Taylor this morning. Good guy. You could tell he's very good at what he does. Very knowledgeable, obviously. And just a reminder to you, we spoke to you last week. We talked about Peyronie's disease. So if you missed that episode, you can go back and check everything that we discussed. And just to let you know, all the future episodes that we're going to have here on 1460 ESPN, they're also going to be available on our website, 971thefan.com. So be sure to join us every Saturday morning right here at 7:30. And then you can listen to each episode featuring all these local physicians discussing all these different men's health topics, or go to 971thefan.com, find all the episodes. They're in one nice, neat place there, 971thefan.com. Go to other shows. You'll see Men's Health Matters right down the list there, and you'll have all the podcast players right there in your face. So we'll take a break here in a minute or so, but a quick introduction to testosterone. I feel like I hear that word a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Usually, when I hear testosterone, I think about muscle builders and steroids and things like that. Like, that's what runs through my mind. I imagine it's going to be a little bit different, the conversation that we're having in this sense.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, it's obviously true that testosterone, when abused, is abused for things like what you talked about. But what we're focused on, and what I see every day in my practice, are men whose testosterone levels have declined so low that it's impacting their mood, their energy, their recovery from exercise, their sex drive, sometimes their erectile function, and unfortunately just having a whole wide spread effect on their life.
Yeah, and that everything that you just said, that does sound like something that needs to be addressed.
Absolutely.
And those can be things that I think that's why it's important, like you said, to just call a doctor, just be aware, because that might go down at such a moderate level.
Yep.
You might not realize that it's something that can be fixed. You might just think that something's wrong with you, you know?
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. I mean, our peak testosterone levels are at age 25. So the highest testosterone that we're ever going to have in our life is at age 25, and it's going to decline about 1% per year from that point going forward. So you're absolutely right. It's a very gradual thing.
You know what? I think I need some testosterone. I do. I think I'm your patient. I think I am right in this wheelhouse.
We'll get you some coffee, too.
Don't go to the gym anymore. Getting lazier. Getting fatter. Boy, this is singing to me. I need some testosterone. All right, we're going to have much, much more with Dr. Rick Taylor as we continue on. It's Men's Health Matters on 1460 ESPN.
Did you know that diabetes, heart disease, and prostate cancer procedures can contribute to erectile dysfunction? Many men aren't aware of this or of all the treatment options that a board-certified urologist can offer. Understand your options and learn where you can find an ED specialist in Central Ohio to help. Visit edcure.org to get the facts and find a urologist who can offer treatment options that work when pills and injections don't. Again, that's edcure.org, sponsored by Boston Scientific. This is Men's Health Matters on 1460 ESPN. Visit edcure.org today to find a physician in your area.
All right, I am Timmy Hall back here with you, Men's Health Matters. He is Dr. Rick Taylor, urologist with the Central Ohio Urology Group, or COOG, right there, if you will. We're talking about testosterone. We're going to get back into it. I always enjoy just learning a little bit more about you, Doc. We talked about your family. You got a couple of lovely daughters. We're both very blessed to have families. We get to travel around and do some fun things. When you are not being a doctor, though, what's your biggest hobby? Like, what do you do for fun?
Yeah, sure. So I love to run. I've been a runner ever since high school, when I was running for Eastmore High School back in the 90s.
Track guy or cross country?
Well, did both in high school, and certainly it's the distance stuff that I like right now.
Okay. What were your events when you were younger?
So when I was in high school, I was a 5K on the cross country and then the 2 mile in track. I did run the mile as well, but mostly the longer distances. And then I ran at Case as well, ran cross country at Case and also ran the 2 mile at Case.
All right. You look like you're pretty fit. That's good. You look like you take care of yourself. Are we talking like 17-minute 5K kind of guy here?
That was a number of years ago, Tim.
Minutes?
I think I could hit 19 minutes if I had to.
That's pretty good.
There were some Rottweilers chasing me or something like that, but yeah.
Are you trying to win the 5Ks? Are you trying to get like in the age group in the top three so you can get like that special medal or maybe like a bowl made by some children or something like that?
You know exactly how it is, man. In my head, I'm still 19 years old and running 5 minute miles. You know what I mean? I always want to win.
You know what was funny is I haven't done very many 5Ks, but sometimes when they ask me to like get involved with something, I'll say, okay.
Yeah.
Because it'll be good for me. It'll get me up. It'll get me running. And I said that, like, I got this cool gift. It was like a hand-painted bowl by some of the kids that were involved in this outreach program. It was the race was over in Gahanna. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they still have it, but the performance was okay. I, for not being a runner, I think I got it done in like 24 minutes or something like that.
Yeah.
Not bad, right, for a non-runner. And because I was still in my 20s, this was what was so weird to me. It's almost like the weekend warrior dudes, they get more hardcore when they maybe start making a little bit more money and they have some more time.
Absolutely.
You know, and
yep.
they've got their house already. Things are more situated.
Yep.
And like, I wouldn't have gotten in the top 10 if I were 30, but I finished third because I was in like the 22 to 29 age group.
Those guys were still in bed, man. They were still in bed when
they
the
weren't
race
even out
off.
There.
That's the problem.
That's what did it. Nail on the head. Those guys didn't even show up for the race. So I had an advantage. The dudes in their 30s, they are killing it. But we're talking about testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about testosterone. Hey, dudes in their 30s, like when is it the 30 crowd? Like who? You said 25 was the peak age for testosterone levels.
That's correct. Yep. And then just gradually declines from that point forward. And probably in my practice, I take care of guys very regularly in their 40s and certainly 50s with low testosterone. But I do have guys in their late 20s and guys who are older as well. So it can really hit pretty much any age group.
I hear the word all over the place. You absolutely hear it in a sports sense too.
Yep.
Like you said, when it's abused and you read about, you know, steroid abuse, whether that's baseball, football, whatever, you know, Lance Armstrong,
sure.
And cycling all the time, right? So what is it? What is it actually?
So testosterone is the primary male hormone and is responsible for all kinds of downstream effects on our body. For example, on our muscles, testosterone doesn't make us stronger, but it helps us recover from exercise, or as I like to tell guys in the office, recover from our normal daily lives. So if we're a guy that comes home at the end of a long day and we're just crashing on the couch, well, it may be that that's because our testosterone levels have declined and we're just not responding as well to that.
All right, so if it's normal for your testosterone levels to decline, mm-hmm. once you're past 25, like how do you know if I need more testosterone, if I need to come see you,
sure.
or if I need to just try a little bit harder with my with my daily routine? You know what I mean? Like,
well,
I joke back there, maybe I do. Maybe it's something I am going to find out, but maybe I also just need to actually go to the gym and stop saying that I'm going to go to the gym.
Well, there's no doubt that diet and exercise will help the symptoms that overlap with low testosterone, will often help with fatigue, will often help with chronic muscle soreness and issues with sleep and things along those lines. But any guy who has a question or who is concerned about his testosterone should come in and see us or see their family doctor, just get into the medical system, get in to see a physician. Have a blood test done. That's mm-hmm. all it takes to check a testosterone. We like to check them ideally between 8 and 10 in the morning because that's when our testosterone levels are actually at their highest, and that's the most accurate measurement. But it's just a simple blood test to get the level checked to see where we are.
But, Doc, you said exercise will help me with fatigue. but I'm too tired to exercise.
We
this is
start
a classic
somewhere.
Chicken and
I
the
know.
Egg. Got to
walk
case.
Before you run, you know. But yeah,
so I have to get out there and do that. What sort of stories do you hear, like with guys coming to you with questions about testosterone and how you can help them? Do you sometimes get guys that you find out we don't really need to? This isn't really the issue right now. You might be thinking it is, but it's really not.
No, absolutely. I mean, I think the symptoms of low testosterone overlap a lot with symptoms of other things. With fatigue or with being a little bit out of shape and some of those kinds of things. But quite frankly, there can be other medical things that we want to check for whenever a guy comes in concerned about testosterone to make sure that there's nothing else that we're dealing with.
How does it relate to something like prostate cancer?
Yeah, sure. No, that's a great question and a point of a lot of confusion and a little bit of controversy. I think it's safe to say that testosterone is fuel for the growth of our prostate gland and for prostate cancer cell growth. But a prostate cancer cell does not grow more rapidly at higher levels of testosterone. For example, men who have naturally high testosterones do not have a higher risk of prostate cancer. And it's important to note that testosterone therapy does not cause prostate cancer and can be very safe, even for men who have been treated for prostate cancer successfully.
Okay, so I'm sorry, I'm a little bit confused there. What then is the effect if natural high testosterone levels don't lead to it, or getting treatment for testosterone levels?
Yeah.
So I know I heard you say there's controversy about that. Mm-hmm. So is it more of a myth type of thing?
No, it's very interesting. It's that when we check blood tests for for testosterone, mm-hmm. a normal testosterone range is generally agreed to be somewhere between 300 and about 1,000. Those are estimates, depends a little bit on where you get the blood work drawn.
Normal numbers. 700 range right there.
Absolutely. A prostate cancer cell needs a testosterone level of roughly 200 in order to grow, but does not grow more rapidly at a testosterone level of 300 or 400 or 500 as we go up. It's almost as if a prostate cancer cell is thirsty, and once it's had enough to drink, it doesn't drink anymore.
Okay. All right. What about, for this show, some of the things we talk about, how does testosterone affect sexual health?
Sure, absolutely. And there's a lot of overlap there with erectile dysfunction. We know, for example, that if testosterone levels are low and men have ED, bringing the testosterone level back into the normal range may not only help erectile dysfunction, but may also help our treatments to be more effective. Testosterone is also plays a primary role in our sex drive or our libido, so our interest in sexual activity.
All right, so we'll kind of leave it off there for right now, how this kind of leads to ED treatment options. I had a couple more questions myself just about testosterone and some of the treatment options there. So we'll keep this thing going. We've got Dr. Rick Taylor with us, and I almost forgot. I wanted to tell the folks one more time about this. So if you're listening, you're having any kinds of issues with sexual function or incontinence, you can contact, or not just contact, Dr. Rick Taylor. He's with Central Ohio Urology Group, who we've been speaking to. He's going to be at a free educational seminar, so you can see him, go over ED, incontinence, answer any men's health questions you might have. The date's going to be Monday, August 12th. The seminar is in Gahanna. You can call 877-433-2873. That's 877-433-2873 to get more info and to register for the August 12th seminar. If you need help, why would you wait? Call now, register for the free seminar. Much more here on Men's Health Matters on 1460 ESPN.
If you have erectile dysfunction, you deserve to learn about all treatment options without an upfront fee. ED is a medical condition. Insurance should be discussed and accepted. Board-certified urologists offer all treatment options from pills and injections to an outpatient procedure. Consult with an ED specialist, not a men's clinic offering just one treatment option. Go to edcure.org to get more information and to find a urologist in your area. Again, that is edcure.org. Sponsored by AMS Men's Health, a part of Boston Scientific. This is Men's Health Matters on 1460 ESPN. Visit edcure.org today to find a physician in your area.
All right, this has been a good episode of Men's Health Matters this morning. Timmy Hall with you. And Dr. Rick Taylor, local urologist right here in Central Ohio with the Central Ohio Urology Group, COOG, as it's known as. He's been kind enough to be here for 3 weeks. We're in our second week of a three-week run with this good doctor. And testosterone, it's we're talking about it, you know, before the show, too. It's such a hot topic right now. I feel like with commercials and everything, you see it's just it's all over the place. And I'm sure there's a lot of guys out there that just wonder if those commercials are speaking to them,
sure,
you know, and if
sure.
they need to go and do something about it. So a quick recap as to what it is, why this is important as it pertains to men's health.
Yeah, so, you know, testosterone is the primary male hormone and has all kinds of downstream effects on our body, from effects in our brain as it affects our mood, our interest in normal activity, sometimes sexual desire. There's an impact on our muscles in terms of recovery from exercise.
Right.
There can be effects on our metabolism. Sometimes there can be effects on our erectile function as well. So pretty much pretty broad is actually effects on our bone strength, bone mineral density as well.
It seems like it's so wide ranging,
mm-hmm.
you know, the effects that they can have, not just sexual, but daily life, just how, if I want to get back and start losing weight again, I might not have the overall desire there to go to the gym.
Sure.
You know, it's just and how does a guy know, you know, outside of seeing you, like you mentioned, getting your levels checked.
Yep.
You talked about a 300 to a 1,000. You guys will find more about that when you actually go see a urologist. What if someone's at like a 299? You know, if
sure.
someone's right on the fringe there, but they're saying, I feel like things that I'm reading about having low testosterone, I feel like I'm suffering from that. What if someone's really convinced? Have you ever had a patient like that seems convinced and you're saying, well, actually hold the phone here. I don't think this is it.
Yeah, of course. And quite honestly, Tim, I think that's the real value of coming in to see a physician, to see someone who's board certified in medicine or in urology or endocrinology, someone who is looking at the whole picture of a man's health as opposed to just looking at testosterone, where testosterone is seen as a fix for all problems. We're able to counsel guys about what else might be going on in their life and in their health that might be impacting things and follow the levels as we go forward to see what kind of impact those changes might make.
Because a lot of times, like these could be mental issues.
Sure.
Things that are going on upstairs. Maybe it's different kind of doctor that you might want to speak to, might want to try some kind of therapy. But a lot of times you will have to be treated for testosterone. How is the actual, like, what do you get? Like, you get testosterone, but what form does that come in? Is it like Jose Canseco is going to come and stick you with a needle? Like, what's going to happen there?
Sure. No, that's a great question. And in all seriousness, injection therapy is one option that we have available to guys that is rather popular. Sometimes guys use a gel or lotion that they put on the skin once a day. Sometimes we actually implant little testosterone pellets underneath the skin that slowly dissolve to give long-term replacement. So we do have lots of different options for replacement.
And these are all, like, those sound pretty quick and easy.
They are. They are. Oftentimes, certainly from the standpoint of the medication or the injections, these are things that guys are doing at home, either on their own or someone at home is helping them to do.
By the way, guys, I'm going to have a couple more questions for you, Doc. But edcure.org, I just wanted to let you guys know that's still there. It's ready and waiting for you. It's this educational website where you can learn about all of the treatment options discussed as a part of this Men's Health Matters campaign. You can go to edcure.org to take a survey, assess your ED score. The patient video portal, it's got men telling their real-life stories of going through ED and different treatment options. Find contact information about local urologists like Dr. Taylor here and others that are specialists in the area. You can find local events where you can ask questions, meet in group settings, or one-on-one. So go to edcure.org, take control of your treatment pathway. And real quick, we're talking about that there. So getting treated for testosterone, will that fix ED? Or, you know, if you get treated for ED, will that fix the testosterone problems? How does that go?
Yeah, so that's a great question, and it's a common point of confusion here. So there are some men for whom, if we treat their low testosterone, they'll see some improvement in their erectile function, but they really often are two separate processes. You know, ED is really an issue of the loss of blood flow coming into the penis at the time of erection. And so fixing the testosterone makes sense for a lot of reasons, but may not fix the ED, and we may still need to talk about other options.
really good stuff today. I think we covered a lot of issues. I think there's a lot here in this episode. So if you joined us late, this will be posted up at 971thefan.com a little bit later, and you'll be able to go to other shows, find it under Men's Health Matters. Dr. Taylor, remember, you're going to have the August 12th seminar, so you can talk to Dr. Taylor here about any topics that we've been discussing. You can call 877-433-2873 if you want to attend. And next week, we're going to talk about diabetes.
Yes.
And its effect.
Absolutely.
So we'll have some good stuff. Be sure to check out that episode. This has been Men's Health Matters on 1460 ESPN.